Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello. Hello and welcome to the Talking Movies Pictures Movie Show with me and you. Yeah. And oh, there's a delay there. We should address that because, of course,
Andy. Price. Sorry, I took a pause between my first and last name. I think that's the delay again. We should probably explain.
Yeah,
we should explain.
Did.
So I don't know if you guys remember a few episodes ago.
Yeah, we had a write-in,
and someone wrote in, and they said, "Hey guys, it sounds like the last few episodes you've been recording in separate rooms."
Yeah.
And we had to explain to you guys that that simply couldn't be the case, and we ran a series of tests. But I mean, you've already heard it there. We can't cover it up because we're in different rooms.
Series of tests, right?
We're in different rooms. there's a delay there. Again, hopefully that'll sort itself out because otherwise it could be very tedious for everything.
There is a delay,
We'll be honest, this is the first podcast we've recorded in separate rooms.
You've sped up and we're caught up. Yeah, so we're in different places now, yeah.
So actually, I mean, it's a weird one, isn't it? Cause why are we in different places, Tim?
Well, because you've gone abroad, haven't you? You're off in
I'm on my holidays.
On the holidays, where
but
are you
gone? No rest for the wicked. So got a podcast.
Yeah, where are you? Where have you gone? Because I'm just here at home. And I mean the podcast studio.
You're at home.
I live in the podcast studio, and I'm away. And you're in Australia.
There we go. Opposite sides of the planet.
Yep.
So that's why there was a delay. Exactly. And it really feels like you guys aren't very in sync, because emotionally or physically.
So let's just prove that we are actually in different places,
because otherwise people are going to complain.
And I'm just holding some fingers up now. And bear in mind, there is no visual element to our connection here.
Well, it's an audio medium, Tim.
But even for us, I'm saying there's no cameras. And how many fingers is that?
17.
Okay, so on that occasion you were right, but I do think that was a guess, and I did get
it was a guess. I'm very surprised I got that right because I can't see you, Tim.
Yeah, I'm worried that's had the opposite world effect. And I did get Craig's help with that just to add some more fingers there. But I'll just do it again. And how many fingers am I holding up?
40.
Okay, so I'm worried it's having the opposite effect because you are getting this right every time. And I did get Craig's family in.
Well, no, they're definitely not going to believe us. All right, let me have a go.
I was staying at home, I actually am staying at Craig's home because things have gone badly.
Oh, dear.
With my family.
Well, we don't need to talk about that. Nope. How about I give you some tests? Because obviously, I am a
test. Test.
The test. So obviously, okay, let me, because obviously I'm some kind of seer, so I know exactly how many fingers you're holding up, but you wouldn't know the answer.
Wait,
to
you're
this.
Seer, because you've never seen her face, but it is you, you're saying.
Oh, all along, Tim.
Oh, incredible.
All along. I've had a haircut now,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, that's why.
That's how you recognise it's me.
That's why I can see her.
Not her. And
go on, what's the test?
So the test is, all right, if you were in the same room as me, you'd know this, but you're not, so you won't.
Nope.
So I'm going to ask you the question,
but I don't
know. When you get it wrong, that's proof for the listeners.
And I don't know the answer, so that's proof.
What song is in my head right now?
Royal by Lord.
Now, this is difficult because Yeah, you are correct.
Yeah.
So that's a difficult one, isn't it?
Because that was right. Okay.
Okay. I'll get a new song stuck in my head, and we'll both sing it at the same time.
Yeah.
And then we'll
and obviously
when it's completely wrong,
it'll be different songs.
Sounds different songs,
and there'll be a delay.
Yeah.
Test.
See.
So we'll sing the same song at the same time.
When I count down to three, we'll count down to three. We'll when I count down to
down
three
to, from six.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll just sing a song.
Yeah.
Okay. 6, 5, 4, 3. Turn around, bright eyes. Okay. I mean, in many ways, I think all this has served to show is that even when we're
even
thousands
when
we're,
even
of miles
when you're
apart,
in Australia, actually,
we're still mentally holding hands.
Yeah. And isn't that what Home and Away was all about, really?
Okay, so let's get on with the show, Tim. As regular listeners will know, our flagship segment is Marvel News. Now, Tim, I seem to remember there being a problem with the Marvel News segment in the last couple of episodes. Can you,
you
refresh my memory?
And that's because it's true that it was.
Test.
Well, the problem was that Jimmy Gunn, as I called him just then and never before, was fired by Marvel because he just made a couple of little jokes about fucking kids, and Disney was like,
"Now, Tim, no for the listeners that haven't heard such jokes before, can you explain to them exactly what's so wrong about that?"
Yeah, so for example, if I was to say a joke which was, "What's the best thing about fucking 26-year-olds?" the answer would be, "There's 20 of them." That kind of joke. No, but so that's the kind of joke
we don't joke about these things, Tim.
Well, no, and if I was working for Disney, I'd step down.
Well, no, you'd be fired.
Well, exactly, because I would step down, and you can't do your job if you step down. So they're firing in an instant.
Fire you for not being able to do your
job. Exactly, I'd be so far down. And so that's what Jimmy Gunn did on those tweets from many years ago. He was like, "Oh, let's fuck some kids," and Disney's not down for that, and he was fired, wrongly accused, but he did do it. But
what you're saying
is
that they accused him, it was wrong, but he did do it.
He did do it.
We all know he did it.
He did it.
But he was wrongly accused.
So I'm boycotting Marvel News to prove a point. And
what's the point?
What are you doing? That's the point. So I'm trying to get that point across to Disney, which is just like, and I've sent letters to that effect where I've written it. I've just written down.
Is it across yet?
Oh, I'll say what the letter is. I've written the letter and I just said, so I've just written that down and I sent that off to Disney.
How do you spell that?
Just as it sounds.
One more time.
And the rest. So
and the rest. And there you go.
And they haven't responded, but they obviously listen because everyone is what the industry news through here.
Industry news. From Cinema Blend to Talking Movies, Pictures, Movie Show to the industry.
To the industry. And back again.
And back again. It's a circular economy.
Yeah. And so I'm boycotting Marvel News and not doing news for Marvel because they are part of Disney. They fired James Gunn.
Tim, the problem is, last episode, I had to find a way that the listeners could still get their Marvel News because obviously it's a very important segment to our listeners and they're just diminishing in droves. And that's the problem for us.
Yeah.
Because we've got kids' mouths to feed.
So, yeah. And that's why I knew that the boycott would be so effective. It was because I know that is why people listen exclusively. That's the reason they listen to the podcast. And if they're people going, "Well, hang on, if it's in Marvel News, why does this even exist?
Yeah.
Why is this even exist?"
Well, so I'm sorry to say, Tim, but and please don't take this as Marvel News, but James Gunn hasn't been reinstated for Guardians of the Galaxy 3 yet.
Sorry.
So what does that mean for this?
So you're telling me things that haven't happened.
Yeah.
That's okay. That doesn't count as Marvel News.
Okay, so
that's
it
okay.
Hasn't happened,
right?
So how? What's this? Test. Second, what's this segment about now? Then,
well, either nothing, right? Or was that your?
Don't
impression?
Ask me how to spell that.
Okay, or DC News as a counterpoint. It's like an anti-boycott. It's like I'm doing. It's like if I was boycotting Nike and I was wearing Reeboks.
I feel sick.
Why? Because it's
DC, Tim.
Well, ready?
What? I don't know.
So here's some DC news. James Gunn is writing Suicide Squad 2. And that's how good I boycott is that even it's the same person.
Good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. And you think it's because of this James Gunn character?
This Jimmy Gunn's... Yeah, and I think he's...
You think he's going to make it good?
Really different to the film, and it'll be stuff that you've just never seen before. Like, maybe there'll be like a... There'll be a wisecracking leader who's sarcastic and fun and sexy. Okay?
Who?
Well,
who
it doesn't
possibly feel that wrong?
Yeah, it just doesn't matter. It's someone different, okay? And maybe he's like Sun God. He's Sun Viscount or something, right? That's his name or something. And then there's like a dumb, strong guy, okay, called Bricks. The Bricks the Boulderer. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's a woman. And what colour's her skin? Human coloured? No. Or even, you know...
Fuchsia?
Yeah, fuchsia. Purple. And she's like... Her trait is that she's like... Oh, fucking... She's fucking killing them. And...
She's making them suicide.
She's... It's like euthanasia squad almost. And then there's like a weird like animal. And it's like...
Like a dog?
No. It's like a fucking... Muskrat or like a
chinchilla,
Charlie chinchilla,
yeah.
And then there's like a fucking thing that's like, is that even a person or is it a plant
or like a bush?
And that's the twist, is that it is a bush and it's called Michael. And all it can say is, good evening, I'm Michael, and these are just some. Tests
and they're all tests. They're all
characters that I think, you know, could be in the Suicide Squad and just prove how different James Gunn does it.
And they're all suicides.
Are they? And maybe he puts his brother in it.
So what's gonna Tim? Can I just play Keanu Reeves for a second here? Sorry, Devil's Advocate. This kind of sounds like Suicide Squad 2 is just going to be Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 in disguise. What do you think to that notion?
Well, wouldn't that be apt if James Gunn was doing a Marvel in the DC disguise and what I'm doing is Marvel News? In DC News disguise. And that's Marvel News. Yeah!
Test. And he's caught up. Okay. So, Tim, we're going to just read out some stuff from Cinema Blend, see if we've got any wry observations about them.
Back to the old days of Rhinus.
Ham on Rye. Movie news.
Tim on Rye. That's the name of the segment I just decided.
All right, first headline here. So I don't know if you know about...
Neither do I.
Halloween.
Or Hallows Eve.
No, Tim, this is a movies podcast.
Pumpkins. Oh, the movie.
The movie, Halloween, the movie. So this headline says, how Jamie Lee Curtis feels about the good Halloween reviews. So that's the headline. What do you make to that?
And that's teasing the content of the article.
I think that.
And so we're expected to not know how she feels.
Well, that seems to... Yeah, she says how...
Oh, so it must be different to what we assume. Because it's been reviewed well.
Right? Has it?
I think it's been reviewed well. And so she's in it.
So you'd assume she felt good about that.
Well, would you?
But then would they write an article about that?
Well, exactly. And would actually, they? Why wouldn't they just...
Why would they?
Well, it's a trick.
And who does it? And should they?
Well, so... And what we learn is, and don't click on the article, don't give them the clicks, but what you learn is, it must mean that she feels bad. Oh, well, it took him like, I don't know how old she is, but it took him 50 years to get this film right.
That's 50 years.
And so, even though it's been reviewed well, she's thinking, well, wouldn't it have been nice if I got it right the first time and saved myself all of his life?
But that's what I'm thinking, Tim. It must, for Jamie Lee Curtis, it must be a bit of a kick in the teeth. Imagine if we finished this episode and I just went, Let's try again.
That's why I feel sorry for James Gunn and Suicide Squad.
In 70 years, let's try again.
Look, this film did a lot of box office big business. And they're saying, well, do another one. And it's like, well, then it must have been shit.
Well, otherwise they wouldn't bother.
Why would they do another one? It's like, yeah. Oh, you got to do it all again.
Yeah.
Do another one.
Same characters.
The same character. All of the same. Oh, but the plot was bad, so do a different plot. And it happened after the one before. Again?
Do you know what? Do you know what's even worse? Is that like when people make a movie that's a sequel,
yeah.
So they're saying it's shit, but then they go, do it again,
yeah.
But set it before. Like you start, not only was the last one shit,
yeah.
You started in the wrong place. You started in the middle. You didn't start the film at the beginning.
It started too late. What are you doing? So I don't even know what's happening. I'm not caught up yet. I don't even know what's happened. You've got to set this up properly.
You know what, Tim? I'm glad I don't make movies.
Who is Darth Vader? And what was he like as a kid? And what was his hair like?
And did he still have that voice?
And where did C-3PO come from? And why was he always gold? Or was he some
And why does Harrison Ford wear an earring? He's 76. Okay, so I've got another headline.
And where did the Lone Ranger's mask come from?
Shop, probably.
Yeah, but we need to know.
Start the film in the right place. What is the Jurassic period?
And
how did they die?
What is worrying about this is, I mean, I don't know if it's a sequel or what, but it is Halloween again. But it's not Halloween 2.
Do you think, Tim?
But I guess they're saying this film should have started 30 years later than it did. And Jamie, you were like a kid. You were too young.
You were too young to be in a movie.
You were too young to even be in a movie. And she's been in others since then, before this one.
So what they're saying is that every single movie she's been into up until Halloween 2...
Oh, it's not called Halloween 2.
She was too young for
it. She was too young for it.
So
And I've seen her... I've seen her tits in some of those movies. She gets them out in a physical wonder.
So you're a paedophile.
And you know, and is that a nice thing to hear on a podcast?
So what you're saying is...
I don't know.
Jamie Lee Curtis, your entire career is trash.
So I wonder how she feels about the reviews.
Tim, do you think it's a...
Because the reviews have said, you've wasted your entire career, Jamie.
Lee.
And is it Lee, or is it Jamie, and it's Lee Curtis? And is that too young? Should it be James by now? Grow up.
Ah. And Tim, do you think it's any coincidence that... This second Halloween movie.
No. It's sixth, probably. But yeah.
Okay, yeah. But is there any coincidence that this Halloween movie also comes out around Halloween?
Oh. You know, I hadn't even thought about that.
Next headline. So this headline says, Dakota Johnson says filming 50 Shades sex scenes was tedious.
Try watching them. No, I haven't seen it.
All right, next headline, Tim. Oh, this one's interesting.
Oh, that makes a change.
This one's interesting, Tim.
Yeah.
This says, no, Brie Larson hasn't signed on for 7 Marvel Studios films.
Oh, that's very snipey.
Yeah. What do you think to that?
That's more anti-news, is it?
The object of news isn't to inform people that things haven't happened.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I didn't even say that she was.
Yeah. Oh, look at this headline. Prime Minister not fired.
Jamie Lee Curtis maybe doesn't even have feelings about the Halloween reviews.
You know what, Tim? I'm not even convinced.
Or,
I'm not even convinced she's read them.
They just did a headline that was like, oh, I don't really know much about what happened. Oh, was there some news? Well, you've come to the wrong place. I don't even know. Probably wasn't a big robot in Jurassic Park.
Maybe this is just the problem with the internet, Tim. Because quite honestly, like this is why we have to repackage the news. Because when we get it from the source, it's just so fucking snipey.
Was there a big picture of a cock in, for example, Jurassic Park? You know, like no, and that's the headline. It's just there wasn't.
Is that even news?
No, there wasn't a sentient, you know, cock in Jurassic World. You know, and I'm going. I didn't think there was. Why are you coming to me with this?
Now all of a
sudden, Brie Marson.
Now all of a sudden, in the minds of children, Look what you've done to Tim.
Oh, X-ray. He's angry now. World not ending.
This is a family-friendly podcast, and now you guys are talking about sentient cocks in Jurassic Park.
X-ray. There's not an alien behind you. Good. Thanks. Not.
Oh, X-ray. 9.1 Richter scale earthquake.
Didn't happen.
Didn't hit off the coast of France.
Or any of them. X-ray. Oh, look. I didn't sleep with her. So, I don't care what she said. And I'm asking, who? Because I don't even know who they're talking about. So.
X-ray. Salad? Yeah, actually, it is good for you.
Ah.
So eat it.
And, you know.
And if you don't.
That's fine with me. I don't even know. Not met you. It doesn't bother me if you're fine or, you know. X-ray, it's, you know, it's dinner time.
All right, come in, mum.
Come in.
He's down in a second. Let's just finish this game.
You know, and that's, if that happens, is that headline. X-ray. My wife's left, you know.
Yeah.
And it's,
X-ray. She took the kids. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I already know. I can't hear the sounds of laughter. She told me, in fact. X-ray, gonna die alone, thanks. Yeah, I already know that. This is not news to me, okay? That's not as anti-news.
X-ray. No one will love me again.
X-ray. Banned from Tinder. Yeah, I know.
Violation.
Talking about sentient cocks all the time.
X-ray. Your mum's died. Yeah, I know. I saw the bus hit her.
I arranged the whole thing. Yeah, I know. Paid the guy. It's my idea.
It's not news.
It's not news.
Him.
I already know that.
Nothing went right.
X-ray. They weren't my kids to begin with.
X-ray. Maybe I want an intervention. And that's movie news. All right, and we're back.
I've got to go.
You got what?
I've got to go.
Where?
But
we got a guest coming in, Tim. This is the first guest in like 4 episodes.
Kidney stones.
Yeah? All right, fine. Well, I guess this week I'm going to be... Bye, Tim. I'm going to be talking to our guest by myself. I hope that's all right. I have things to say. Welcome, please, after a short segment of music, my guest... Nope. After the music, please. And don't touch that dial.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh.
All right, well, we got our guest this weekend to talk about his new movie. Please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your latest project.
Okay, we'll do Chief.
Chief.
The name's Byron.
Called Chief before.
Chief.
But I like it.
My Chief.
Yeah.
The name's Byron. Do you want the full title?
Full name, yes, please.
Byron Chips.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. Byron Chips.
Who everyone knows.
Do I say about the movie now? Am I saying what
Tell us about this movie. Okay. This is a movies podcast. We talk about movies on this podcast. So if you got a movie, talk about
Just talking into this.
Yeah, just into the mic there, yeah.
Okay, and where do I look?
You look at me, if you want.
Okay,
you
can look at the and they can see that, or?
No, they can't see They can hear you looking at me, though.
All right, can you hear that? I'm looking away. I can't hear them.
I guess they can't hear it, then.
Okay, I'll keep looking at you, then.
Okay,
all right. Fine. And what's this, a podcast?
This is a podcast. This is a movies podcast where we talk about movies.
Oh, I've got one of them.
Yeah, tell us about that movie. So this is your first movie in how long?
6 months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it follows on from your last movie?
A lot of them. In my career, and certainly I filmed it after the last one, yeah.
And as it proceeds your next one?
Well, let's hope so if I get another one. But yeah, I've already filmed that one, so yeah, it will do.
Tell us a bit about this movie. What's the
I mean, we all know a famous superhero, yeah, don't we?
We've
all got one that we know, and there's loads.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, some of us know more than one. I know,
and sometimes, you know, people go, oh, there's too many of them, but I thought I'd also do that.
So okay, let me get this straight. You saw that there were a lot of superhero movies.
Well,
and you're like,
seen it.
There's too many.
Everyone's seen them.
You think it's a problem in the movie industry that
Definitely.
There's too many superhero movies, and you thought...
Honestly, there's so many.
I know, I've seen them. But what
but
you're saying is...
we keep watching, don't we? We love them, really.
But what you're saying is to combat...
I think that's enough.
The sheer number of superhero movies, making a superhero movie.
Well, you've got to make them.
Who's telling you, though?
My agent said it. He's like, there's too many of these. We've got to do it, you know, just get in that.
So do you have like an alternate take on
the
character?
If you see everyone rushing towards a fire exit, do you do? Sit in the plane seat still, you burn to death. You burn clean to death, mate.
I don't really understand this analogy that you're providing me
it's
with.
It's a plane on fire.
Plane's on fire?
Plane's on fire.
And you're saying the movie industry's on fire?
I'm saying the movie industry, the fire is superhero movies and the people flocking, no. Yeah, the fire exit is cinemas showing those superhero movies.
Yeah.
And the people are just people going to cinema.
So you're saying
the people
go
are
out
people,
the fire exit into the cinemas.
The people are
cinemas.
Making the movies. And I'm another one in the seat. And I'm going, well, I can go to the sit in a seat and I get destroyed by the fire. Or I can go to the fire exit.
Into the movie?
Sure.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this film then. What's the superhero you're playing?
So his name is Trenchman.
Trenchman?
Trenchman.
Trenchman. Tell us a little bit about Trenchman. I'm not
familiar
with
Trenchman. He wears a trench
coat. Oh, okay, yep.
Because I thought a lot of capes.
Magic trench coat?
Don't spoil it.
All right, sorry.
Yeah, it's magic. There's a lot of capes, but what I thought, if you imagine a cape, right? Down the back of it.
Yeah.
Nearly touches the ground, not quite. It's not a skirt. What if like sides, imagine a cape, right? Imagine sides are all curled.
Yeah.
What if I just keep curling in, pop your arms through, got your lovely trench coat.
So, and you're saying this is something new you're bringing to the superhero genre?
A trench coat.
It's a trench coat.
And that's the name as well. I thought, keep it going. Just draw attention to it, and he's Trenchman.
So you think trench coats have never been in movies before?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not stupid. We've all seen Pink Panther movies, but is he a superhero?
I've seen about The Matrix, but yeah.
That's not a trench coat, mate.
What is it?
You see, no, trench coats are sort of like, you know, canvassy coloured, like kind of cream colour, isn't it?
You're thinking of Max?
No.
Like what Inspector Gadget
is? Max?
Is this an Inspector Gadget movie?
Inspector Gadget.
He's not called Trenchman.
That's Trenchcoat.
Yeah, but you said the superhero is called Trenchman, but you're making an Inspector Gadget movie.
No. Well, not now.
What does that mean? You've already made it. Is it Inspector Gadget? Is it
not
Inspector Gadget?
He's not a superhero.
Well, I know he's not.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah, but it started off as a live action TV show.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did. It was like in the 50s.
Oh.
All right, okay. So you're not Inspector Gadget, you're Trenchman.
Trenchman, but I wear a hat and I wear a trench coat and, yeah, a lot of my limbs extend out from my coat and my body.
And that's your superhero power.
Yes. My superhero power is that I got springs for limbs.
Yeah.
And a sort of automaton kind of man. And I sort of got all these gadgets. I go and inspect crime scenes and just solve them. So that's Trenchman. I mean, you know.
Okay, so
is that
so
the end of the podcast?
No. I've got a question. Okay. I've got a question. What you're saying is that this is a superhero movie. It doesn't doesn't really sound like a superhero movie. And what you're saying is you're trying to do something different with the genre. Is what you're doing different with the genre that you're not doing the genre?
It's no. He's not wearing a cape.
What do you mean by that?
Well, is that even a genre?
What, wearing a trench coat in a film?
Yeah, is that a genre?
No.
Well, now it is.
An item of clothing.
Now it's different.
So you're saying this is the
entirely new genre.
The first trench coat superhero movie.
I hope so.
Are you trying to create a franchise? Baby, is that what you're saying?
A franchise would be nice. I'm not gonna force it. I mean, if the fans love it and they're like, oh, I want to see more of this trench guy and his gadgets and him inspecting things, then, you know, I mean, I have, in theory, I signed on for 12 of these.
This is an interesting sense of things here. So good. I guess the superhero movies are there. They're very cool. They're very flashy. Saves the day. What you're kind of giving me here is a bit of a kind of low rent Inspector Gadget type situation.
I have to just clarify, he's nothing like Inspector Gadget. Okay.
Okay. Has this come up before?
Well, earlier in this interview.
Well, yeah, I know, but it's because I keep...
You've got this fucking bee in your bonnet about Inspector Gadget.
I can't get off
and you
this
didn't even know what a fucking trench coat was. And
well,
yet you're still banging on about...
It said it was basically Inspector Gadget's coat.
I don't think that's what it said, mate.
His limbs were
expanded. You inferred that from looking at it. And look, if I had to choose a comparison, I think we know I said Inspector Clouseau from the Pink Panther movies.
To be honest, it feels like you're spending a little bit too much time talking about coats than
plot, I'll have you know, narratives. The name of this movie is Trenchman, okay? The name of the coat is in the title. I don't think you can give an inordinate amount of attention to something that is a part of the title of the movie.
All right, fine. So explain the opening scene.
Was it difficult to understand?
I'm just trying to give a sense for the listeners what this movie's about.
Okay, like, so the opening scene, you see my character... And he's sitting on the sofa watching an episode of Inspector Gadget.
Why? If you knew there were similarities, why would you share that?
You watch the film.
Yeah.
Well, you know why, don't you?
Explain it then.
Well, I get a gun out.
Yeah.
I shoot the screen.
Yeah.
And I say, nah, it looks shit.
And that's clarifying.
I hope so.
That's basically saying... That's preempting people seeing the similarities with Inspector Gadget, and you're preempting it by shooting a TV and going, well, it's shit.
It's post-empting.
It's what?
It's post-empting.
Post-empting, sure.
Yeah,
okay,
it didn't test well, okay. Not having that scene in. People said, is this Inspector Gadget? And so we had to go back and film me shooting the television set with Inspector Gadget on, and people stopped asking that question.
See, I'm intrigued how, what studio made this movie then? Because you'd think, like, if it was one of the main, like, if it's a young, up-and-coming independent studio trying to get in on the
Fox
superhero franchise. Right, okay, I've obviously done my research, I know that Fox owns the Inspector Gadget rights. So, how did you...
That's nothing to do with me, mate.
Yeah, I know it's nothing to do with you, but I'm just saying...
I mean, expected me to know what the rights of all the fucking movies...
Well, no, I just thought they'd even make an Inspector Gadget movie, or they wouldn't.
Well, they have done.
They have made an Inspector Gadget movie.
Yeah, Matthew Broderick.
No, but, like, if in this situation,
right.
It would be, like, a sequel, or
I think they made a sequel,
reboot,
yeah.
Or a reboot.
Right.
Or you make a different movie.
Well, that's what I've done. I made a different movie.
Trenchman.
Yeah, what's the matter?
But I just... thinking, why wouldn't they just make a Inspector Gadget movie rather than something that they have to post-emptively explain
I'm
going to
say this. I'm going to say this. What's your name again, mate?
It's Andy Price.
Andy, listen.
Please,
I'm going to say this.
Full name.
Andy Price. I'm going to say this one more time, okay?
Yeah.
They have made an Inspector Gadget movie, and it's called Inspector fucking Gadget, all right? And then separately, this year... I made it last year. This year's coming out. I've made a movie. And this is a different sentence and thought. I've made a movie called Trenchman. And if you can't separate those, look, maybe we shouldn't have included the scene of me shooting a television set with Inspector Gadget on.
But I just thought, put it in my head, you know.
I thought it was pretty symbolic of Fox saying, "None of that, thanks."
I mean, it does feel
no gadget movie.
If a movie, it kind of feels that if a movie could stand up on its own, it doesn't need to actively tell the viewers that it isn't a movie about something else. All right, let's move on.
Maybe it didn't. I said it didn't test well. Maybe it couldn't stand up on its own
because it wasn't.
It only exists in opposition to Inspector Gadget. But I'm okay with that because it's called Trenchman.
Right, but you still maintain it's a good movie then, even if it didn't test well.
Well, why would I make it?
You may not have known how it would turn out.
Well, ultimately, no, apparently not. But I thought it was good at the time.
After you shot the TV screen, please explain what happened next, because I understand
that was the last scene we shot. So,
in the narrative direction of the movie.
Oh, the second scene of the movie.
Yes.
Okay. So, I'm basically at work as a what's known as a gadgeteer. Where I'm a sort of inventor and I work in a kind of manufacturing. I mean, I'm an inventor on the side, you know, it's my passion, but my job is that I work for this big kind of gadget conglomerate. And I'm there after hours using the equipment because I've got my own stuff going on. And they've got all the lab stuff and the technology that's useful for me.
What kind of technology are we talking?
Like gadgets and stuff.
I'm sorry to get hung up on this.
That's
but
okay.
You have said the word gadgets.
Yeah.
Multiple times in the last minute.
I don't think the word gadget is copyrighted.
I understand.
Actually,
that, but I feel.
I know it's not because we checked.
See, this just every time it just keeps coming back to gadgets. Yeah. And let's talk a bit more about
trench coat. Listen. I don't think you can say that Inspector Gadget's whole thing is gadgets.
It's a lot. Well, it comes second in his name, doesn't it? So it's inspecting.
That's right.
But it comes second to
inspecting. What do you think of Inspector Gadget? What do you think of?
Gadgets.
Maybe. What else?
Trench coats.
Well, maybe. What else?
Inspecting.
No. Well, okay, I'll take your point, but what does he do?
He's a detective.
Right, but I mean like with his body.
Well, his limbs all come out. He's got gadgets.
Right, well, you don't know what I'm going to say. What, you know. I mean, I can do that in the film, but I'm saying...
There's more to it.
There's more to it.
So tell me what more there is to it.
Okay, so...
Tell me more about this trench coat. How does it work? What's going on?
Listen. So, in the film, I'm making some gadgets. It's not me, it's a character.
So, sorry, what was the character's name?
Oh, the character is Michael Roderick.
I mean, that seems very similar to the actor that played Inspector Gadget in the Inspector Gadget movies, Matthew Broderick.
Oh, that's funny. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, it's a bit like...
Who wrote this film?
He's a good mate of mine. It was Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan wrote this film. Are you sure?
Honestly, no.
See, I don't know where I got the screener from, actually.
Oh, I thought I sent it to you personally.
Yeah, you did. Well, that's the thing that's confusing to me, is that usually when... like, if a film has, like, Christopher...
Notice, no watermark. That's just for you.
I appreciate that, but I thought with a Christopher Nolan film...
It does make it a bit easier to pirate.
You would have a watermark on it, and it would be sent by the production company.
Wow.
I mean, like the production values as well. Can we just talk about the production values?
Yeah.
They weren't... Oh, I don't know how to phrase this, but
I think they valued the production at about... I mean, what do they spend?
They weren't high.
A couple of hundred thousand on this, I think it was. That's what the production value roughly.
I'm going to say something. I kind of guess I do mean to offend, but a couple of hundred thousand...
Oh, hold on. Can I ask a question?
Can you not
say it?
No, I'm going to say it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to say that a couple of hundred thousand seems like a lot to spend on a student film.
I agree. That would be a lot to spend on a student
film. But you can see what I'm saying.
Oh, you're suggesting that this is like a student film.
Well, do you remember that bit where...
Sorry, I don't think there's any students in it, mate. If you ever look.
How old are you?
Well, what do you think I am?
Yeah, I look about 19.
Well, yeah. No, 20.
What I'm saying is, like, that
I just,
first
sorry,
scene...
I just turned 20, so I...
The reason 19. I think it is...
So I proved you wrong.
The reason I'm a little bit suspicious about this being a Christopher Nolan film is that when you first put on the trench coat and your arms all went like that, That was the code. There was a very specific kind of change in quality in that it changed from this kind of grainy videotape type situation to a very kind of high production value. And your character, and I know that you've got dark hair.
I know what you're going to say. Listen.
But
now
it did look like it was a scene taken from...
No, shut up. Listen. Now... You're a movie... This isn't the first one of these podcasts you've done, is it?
I've done millions.
Okay, great. So, you're au fait with like movie terminology and stuff like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, do you know what stock footage is?
Yeah, I'm familiar with stock footage.
Okay, well, just for the listeners, because maybe they don't know what it is, right? Do you want to just tell the listeners what stock footage is?
So, it's kind of you get footage from a stock library. So, if you're looking for something specific, like maybe a shot of a plane landing or something.
Right,
like that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You pay it for the library so you don't have to make it yourself. Yeah.
And I'm going to admit that for some of this movie, our budget wasn't that high. Okay, so for some of the scenes, we had to get some stock footage because we couldn't afford to shoot it all, originally, new stuff. So, in the scene where I first transform into Trench Man, we managed to find a little bit of stock footage of a guy in a trench coat with waggly gadget arms waving around.
Yeah.
Okay? And I don't think it's that noticeable. And actually, you did say that it's a jumping quality. So isn't that a good thing, maybe?
Well, I mean, I see what you're saying. No, it's...
I think it's great.
Yeah, it was great because that was from a multi-million pound movie called Inspector Gadget.
No, I don't know that that's true.
And it was I know you both have dark hair, but you do not look like Matthew Broderick.
I actually asked the man in the stock room not to tell me what movie it was from, so I could say I don't know if it's from Inspector Gadget or not. And actually, maybe it's not. It might even be from the sequel.
Maybe when you said Inspector Gadget, that seeded it in his head, he goes, obviously he's looking for...
No, I just said, don't tell me what it's from, but I do need a little clip of a guy in a trench coat with gadget arms.
I'm going to ask also, this stock library, did it kind of... Was it like a... Was it similar to a shop in a retail park? Maybe there was like a blue sign with yellow writing.
It was
writing.
A Blockbuster, yeah.
Yeah. That's not...
It was called a Blockbuster.
Yeah, that's where you hire movies that have already been made. What you've done is you've cut in a movie into your own poorly captured takes. And can we talk a little bit about the antagonist of this movie as well? Because obviously you play the protagonist, Michael Roderick. And in this... I know you're saying it's a superhero movie and lots of different ways you can go. There could be aliens, there could be whatever. But you did choose an antagonist with... he didn't have a hand, did he?
Many people think it's a negative portrayal of a disability. But we thought, why not give some more opportunity to someone without a hand? And so we found a guy without a hand and he does play the villain. And the villain's name is... Mechanical hand.
I mean,
and he has one, and that's why.
I wasn't questioning the morality hand. Of it or your choice of who to hire.
Great.
And all this kind of stuff.
Great.
What I was saying was
that's
that
very
it's
progressive
it's
of
very
you,
similar
mate.
To Dr. Claw.
Who's that?
He's the main antagonist of Inspector Gadget.
Now I've got to say, mate, Andy, is it?
Yeah, Andy.
I've got to say, mate. It seems weird to me that you keep bringing up Inspector Gadget. And I've got to say, I am trying to promote a separate film here, which
Trench
is actually...
Trench Man, yeah.
That's right, girl, well done, thank you. It's called Trench Man, okay? It's my film.
Yeah.
And look, I have admitted to you that there are some similarities with the characters, okay? And I think, honestly, I think that's pretty big of me. Because some people, there's a lot of similarities with a lot of different superheroes to each other. And they would just ignore them entirely and not even mention it in interviews. And maybe be told not to. Maybe it's good they don't. But... I'm just being honest, and actually, there are some similarities, but there's some big differences as well.
What are the big differences?
His name's Trench Man. That's the main one, and that's on the fucking cover and on the poster. Number two, who's playing him? Well, it's me, isn't it? It's not Matthew Broderick.
It's Byron Chips.
It's Byron Chips. And three... What's the villain? Is it Claw? No, thank you very much. It's Mechanical Hand.
Okay. Byron, I'll be honest with you.
I want to move on from this, okay?
All right, okay.
I understand you got your journalistic integrity and you're trying to get to the root of what's happening here.
Oh, I'm so integritous.
All that's happened is I've made a great movie and I want to talk about it and promote it and get people to come and see it, okay? I don't want you to start accusing me of nothing or telling me that I was in Blockbuster.
But you said you were in Blockbuster. You said it was a Blockbusters.
It said Blockbuster, but they shut down. How can it still be a Blockbuster? They don't exist anymore. Again, it wasn't testing very well. There was a lot of scenes missing. So we did have to fill some in. And we found a shutdown Blockbuster. They'd left the DVDs, obviously. What else are they going to do with them? I mean, they also rental copy only on them. You can't sell them like that.
Okay, fine. So, all right, Trenchman. Oh, was it written by Christopher Nolan?
I will say this. It was written by a man called Christopher Nolan.
Right, okay.
I didn't meet him. I do know what the famous Christopher Nolan looks like.
And you're saying he's not the famous
one? I'm not saying that. I'm saying I know his name was Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
And I never met him. So all I can tell you is, yes, it was written by Christopher Nolan.
But not the famous one.
Well, I don't know.
You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
You just got the script one day.
I just got the script. Okay.
Okay.
I do know it wasn't paid very much. And that leads me down a certain avenue of knowledge.
Well, yeah, it's a £200,000 budget movie.
I agree. And frankly, if it was written by the Christopher Nolan, I think that budget would have skyrocketed. But I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to give myself the benefit of the doubt.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm just going to ask you one more thing because I think we've talked about this movie.
I wish you'd ask more because I think you're talking about a different movie most of the time.
Well, I mean, that's not really my fault when part of that movie I'm talking about is in this movie.
I don't know that for sure. A plausible deniability.
Tell me about the lawsuit.
Okay. So in the film, when I'm making the kind of costume, there's a few different iterations that I go through. Obviously, we end up with the trench coat, the trench man suit. But before that, we had, because I'm obviously fighting crime, so there's a few different suits that we went through. There was the cop suit, the crime suit, and the lawsuit. Some of the suits.
Mm.
And I mean, they all look pretty similar, but ultimately they're just different, you know, names for what my character would eventually become. And what that was?
Trenchman.
Trenchman, good. I was just making sure you weren't going to say Inspector Gadget again.
I'm talking about the real life lawsuit.
It's all fictional, mate, I'm afraid. None of it's happening.
I mean, it's come out ahead of this movie that there is some lawsuits. And I feel that, you know, but I don't think... The listeners want the full story, Byron. If you're coming to me and you're going, I want you to talk about the movie on your podcast. It's a movies podcast. Here's a movie. I admit, it's a movie. But...
Thank you.
But we need to talk about the problems about it. We can't lie to our listeners.
It feels like we've been talking about the problems of this movie for the whole fucking episode,
mate. There's a lot of problems with it, mate.
Well, please don't say that, all right? This is not... Look, I don't know if you're here to review the movie or if you're just here as a fucking conduit for me to promote it. But if it's the second one, you've done a pretty bad job.
It's the first one, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough.
All right. Well, okay. I'll give you a chance. I'll give you a platform before we go. All right. Well, tell me, what do you think? What are the good parts about this movie? Tell me. Give me a rundown.
I think my performance is very true. Very good. It's very accurate portrayal of what someone going through that might be feeling.
Going through what?
Going through a horrific transformation into a sort of gadget monster.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone that actually is incapable of taking off a trench coat. That's the difference between my film.
See, that's interesting because
listen, in Inspector Gadget, I'm pretty sure, and again, I am going to pretend at least, no, I'm going to act like I haven't seen it. I'm pretty sure he can take off his coat. Now, in my film, Trench Man, you'll notice Trench is in the title, and that is because I cannot take off the coat.
Was that just because you didn't have...
Dr. Octopus in Spider-Man, where he's got all the arms on him.
I mean, let's not bring any other movies into
this. I'd rather bring at least one other movie instead of fucking Inspector Gadget all the time.
I'll leave you with a final thought.
Was this Jerry fucking Springer?
Yeah.
Listen, can I just have a little moment to pitch this to people?
All right.
Outside of your criticism, your fucking sphere of critique. Picture, can I do it? I can't do the voice. Right, picture a world. Imagine a world where there's no trench man. Awful, isn't it?
Well, it's just this world now.
I'm talking to you.
Sorry.
That's bad, isn't it? Well, watch out. It's about to be the opposite. Trench man. Here he comes. But he's in pain, but he's helping you anyway. He wears a trench coat. He's got gadget Well, he's got mechanical limbs, and he bounces, jumps up high, and a helicopter comes out of his hat. But watch out, that guy's got a mechanical hand. But don't think that he's evil just because he's disabled. It's a separate issue entirely. He just happens to be evil. Will I stop him? Well, I'm just an actor playing a character, but I think the character might. And who knows? More sequels, some sequels, please.
I don't think this is going to be a franchise.
Well, why?
What you just described to me, Byron, is the whole premise of Inspector Gadget. You said that he's got a helicopter in his head. In his
No,
hat.
Listen. Now, I've been reliably informed. Again, I have not seen Inspector Gadget, or at least I'm going to say I haven't seen it. He does not have a helicopter in his hat. He has a propeller in his hat. I think what you'll find is, in my movie, his hat opens and a tiny helicopter comes out. And he grabs on to the little skis underneath it. Yep. And it carries him around. That's different.
Okay. All right. Well, Trenchman in cinemas?
So...
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I don't know about... I mean, not all of them.
Any of them?
Not any of them. But we're looking for distributors.
Thought about Blockbuster?
I don't think they distribute movies. I mean, not at point of sale, yeah, but not on a production level.
Yeah, yeah.
So, so if you've got a lot of money and some sort of distribution network, or you have connections to places like the internet, get in touch. It's byron.chips@gmail.com or trench.man@gadget.com. Is
gadget.com.
It's the official email address for the movie. Or just go to www.inspectortrenchman.com.
All right, well, that was a waste of time. Thanks for coming in, Byron.
That was the working title, was Inspector Trenchman, and we couldn't afford to pay for a new URL address. So don't, before you say anything, it's not called Inspector Trenchman. Someone got confused when they were asked to build a website. And I'm not saying it was Squarespace's fault, but I'm saying it's a good thing they're not a sponsor, because... I haven't got any kind words to say about them.
All right. Inspector Trenchman, not in
cinemas. No, it's not called
now.
That. It's called
Thanks
Trenchman.
For coming in, Byron.
Thanks, mate. All right, so we all done, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, we're done, mate. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, great.
So sending me your screener.
That's right. Did you watch it right to the end? Did you get to through the credits?
Yeah, unfortunately.
You saw the post-credit scene?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Well, I like the bit where the helicopter comes out of his hat again.
Yeah, again, yeah.
But it, like, immediately crashes.
Mm.
And then all the little people inside the helicopters.
Yeah, the little people, the helicopter pilot,
die.
And then suddenly you've got a question. Where did those little people come from?
And honestly, that's the movie I want to see.
Right, well...
So me and Tim earlier on this podcast were talking about movies that start in the wrong place. I feel like this one started too early. That's, like, for me, right. That's when the movie should have started.
Well, I am going to let you in on a little secret now.
Yeah.
That we are hoping, if enough people see the post-credits sequence and get excited about it, see those little blue guys coming out of my hat, that we could do a little spin-off of these blue people and their little land they live in called the Smorfs. And I'm going to be in it as Daddy Smorf.
Thanks, Byron.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.